Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll is asking you, who do you think has the advantage or the edge in the runoff to be Louisiana's next governor? And as it stands now, and this is highly unscientific, I'd say maybe, if you look at the numbers here, about 64% are saying that they think that Eddie Rasponi has the advantage. Ed Shervinek, our friend, local political analyst, joins us. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir, and thanks for taking the time with us. Is it clear yet who has an advantage, and is it all about the R or the D behind their name?
Well, you would have to give the advantage to the incumbent because they're in office, and Edwards did get 47% of the vote compared to only 27% for Rasponi. So Rasponi has much more ground to make up than Edwards does. And it seems that it did come down to the D and the R towards the end. John Bel Edwards wanted to make the election about performance, but we saw Donald Trump come down and try and make the election more about partisanship than anything else.
Obviously, the attempt there between Rasponi and, or at least the result, I should say, of Rasponi and Abraham was to split the Republican vote, even though they maybe split the party a little bit by attacking each other. Can we presume now that all of Abraham's votes, and I don't know if he came out and endorsed Rasponi or not, but can we presume that because of the R, all of those votes go behind Eddie Rasponi?
I don't know if we can assume that all of Abraham's votes will go that way. We'll have to wait and see. And Abraham did, in fact, say he was going to support Rasponi. He went in his concession speech. He said that he had called Rasponi and that he would help him defeat John Bel Edwards.
So, looking forward, what does John Bel Edwards have to do to win? Or what, and conversely, I guess, what would Eddie Rasponi, what does he do have to do to win?
Well, for John Bel Edwards, he's got to get that extra 3%. So that means he's got to continue putting his message out there that the state is better off than it was 4 years ago, and that under his leadership, the state will continue to progress. And then more structurally, he needs to have a better get-out-the-vote ground game next time. Democrats just weren't very enthusiastic in early voting. Some of his people didn't show up for the election, so he needs that. And Rasponi needs to show that John Bel Edwards is not the future, that he's an aberration as a Democrat in a Republican state.
For those that can get past the R and the D, and I hope some people can, what are the issues that will determine this and likely to come up in a debate? Because I presume there will be debates between these two.
I presume there will be debates as well. I think what we should be looking for is specifics on policy. Rasponi ran a very thematic campaign in the primary, right? I'm an outsider. I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative, but now he needs to fill in the details. What exactly is he going to do? He wants to lower taxes. Okay, that's fine. Where are you going to cut spending? Because, if you have reduced revenue, you're not going to have as much money to spend. So I think that's what we need to be looking for. What are your specifics? What are your details when it comes to policy?
One thing that I never did understand, and it's probably the reason I got out of accounting at UNO and went into communications, I don't know if you want to call it retained earnings or what, but people are thinking that John Bel Edwards, or saying or believing, I'm not trying to discount what they say, that he overtaxed them because there is, what is the surplus, Ed? Do you know what it is exactly?
I think it's something like $300 million.
And
so in other words, that the state's taking in more money than it's spending.
But that can never be even, right? Explain how rainy day funds factor in all of this, and is that money the state needs in case something happens and the revenue estimating conference is wrong and they come up short for the next year, for another year?
Yeah, typically states do set aside some kind of rainy day fund in case of, you know, an economic downturn, that have at least something in reserve to, you know, pay the bills. But, you know, Louisiana is a Republican conservative state. It's an anti-tax sentiment here. And so, and a distrust of government. And so a surplus then is viewed suspiciously.
Do social issues come up in this, or is it all about the budget and taxes?
I assume social issues will be there, even though, you know, John Bel Edwards is a conservative Democrat. He's pro-life. He's pro-gun. He's pretty much inoculated himself from attacks on those issues. But, you know, ideology will probably play a role in both candidates' message.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time. Ed Shervinak, local political analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.